Friends, roadies, countrymen, and folks from every country in the world, I'm back. It's John Edmund once more, chatting to you through the wonder of podcast technology. What a privilege to be with you, although I'm talking to you from the heart of South Africa. Well, I've got a fishy story for you this time, a fisherman's tale if you like, but I would like to digress just a little before we start. Now, lions, leopards, tigers, and all the big cats, a family of felidae, originated in Africa. 2 million years ago, one member of the family migrated east towards Asia, and they evolved into colors of orange, black, and white, what we know of today as the tiger. They never came back to Africa, and nobody knows why. So today they are not indigenous to Africa, but they can be seen in captivity, in zoos, and in certain special reserves. Because tigers are actually endangered in many countries of Asia, attempts have been made to save China's tigers by placing some in a fenced-off area near Philopolis in the Orange Free State of South Africa. The aim was to relocate them back into the wilds of China. So yes, there are tigers in Africa, but not in their natural state. So why, may you ask, is this a fishy story? Well, there is a fine freshwater fighting game fish found in many parts of Africa called the tiger fish. For fishermen, it is said they are the finest sporting game fish in the world. They rank with the wahoo, which is found in tropical and subtropical sea waters, often around Hawaii, where they are known as onos. They are caught on light tackle and reach weights of 92 kilograms. Like tiger fish and the legendary piranha, they are armed with rows of gnashing teeth. But let's concentrate on our own tiger fish. They belong to the fish family Alestidae, and the biggest member of this tiger fish family is the Goliath tiger fish, called Hydrocyanus. He is found in the Congo River Basin and in the River Lualaba in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and can grow to 1.5 meters long and weigh between 50 to 70 kilograms. They also occur in Lake Tanganyika, where, as a boy, I once saw one being caught. They are aggressive predators and have even been known to attack humans and small crocodiles. However, their only known predators are fishermen and large crocodiles. But the normal tiger fish found in many rivers and lakes of southern Africa are no slouches and are much sought after by freshwater anglers. During my time in Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe, I never missed the annual international tiger fishing competition at Masuna Mouth on the Zambezi. Although I lived in South Africa, I was a member of the four-man tiger and bream team of the Bulawayo Angling Society. What amazing catches we made. One year, we won the bream or tilapia section. But concentrating on tiger, one has to understand this fish's modus operandi. Yes, it's a predator like the wahoo and the piranha, who attack their prey and slice and dice the victim before devouring it. The tiger attacks its prey by stunning and shredding it. It then turns back and devours its quarry. There were two techniques we used in the old days to catch tiger. One was to use spoon lures in the rapids that tiger like, or live bait in stiller waters. That would be a live sardine, like a fish called a gilliminkie, that we used with a float or free swimming. You had to strike hard to get the hook into the tiger's hard jaw. Catches of over 16 kilograms of these, as I call them, non-Goliath tiger fish, have been recorded. These days, tiger fish can be caught with a fly, and my youngest son, to the amazement of a local fishing guide, caught his first tiger with a fly on the Lower Sabi River in Zimbabwe. Yes, one has to understand how a tiger fish hunts, and when using a fly, if you lose the fish on the first strike, he will come back for the second go. But if using a spoon and the tiger spits it out, he won't come back for a second attempt. Another African predator fish is the Kefui pike, Hirsitis Cuvieri, named after Georges Cuvier, the French naturalist and zoologist who concentrated on the anatomy of animals and fossils way back in the early 1800s. But why he was named for the Kafue Pike, I will never know. Growing up in northern Rhodesia, now Zambia, I fished a lot in the upper Kafue River, where there are no tiger fish, but I caught many Kafue Pike. Although they don't grow big, the biggest only about 30 to 40 centimeters long, they give a beautiful fight. Unlike the tiger, they are ambush predators. They have a different modus operandi and prefer quieter waters. Well, fishing is a great family pastime, and I've introduced all my children and grandchildren to it through the years. I remember our eldest son coming home from school with a forlorn look, telling me that his teacher told him that there are no tigers in Africa, there's no man on the moon, and the moon is not made of cheese, and there's no pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. He was so disgusted. I reminded him of our own forthcoming trip to Musuna on the Zambezi and how I would show him a few things. When we got there, I took him fishing and he caught his first tiger fish. I said, "See, there are tigers in Africa." Then round the campfire one night, I told him about Neil Armstrong's famous moonwalk on July the 20th, 1969, and how it wasn't really made of cheese. Then came the stories of moon buggies. And during our time, it rained there, and there was a rainbow next day. I told my son the treasure at the end of the rainbow was the raindrop shining on the leaves after the storm. He was happy, and I don't know what he told his teacher when he got back to school. And so came the song Tigers in Africa, which I put on my Aeroplanes and African Plains album. Excuse the fishing pun, but I hope you enjoyed this fishing podcast. With that, I must leave you and hope you like and subscribe to my YouTube channel and check out my website. Should you want any of my music, as I said, it's available on most popular music platforms. So till next time, as they say in Southern Africa, Stavelena in Afrikaans, meaning tight fishing lines. Bye for now. Shalom, au revoir, and zwakanaka.